Tell us about Acura's RDX.
Since kind of their entry into the cute, you would say, you know, it'd be like the Volkswagen Tiguan, the Honda CR-V, the Toyota RAV4, these kind of, except of course being an Acura, it's a little higher end, and it's a nice vehicle.
So by a small SUV, does that mean you can't put as much groceries, you can't fit golf clubs? Like, how small is this thing?
Actually, you know, it's not too bad. I went downtown and I picked up one. It's called an Ohm bicycle, which is I'm going to be doing a review of. It's a bicycle with a little electric motor on it, kind of like a hybrid car, so that when you get tired, which is about after three pedals for me, you can kick in this electric engine and it'll help take you up the hill or whatever. Anyway, I had room in the RDX for this full-size bicycle with the back seats folded down. So I was quite impressed with that. I mean, lots of room for golf bags, lots of room for groceries. You could take this thing, you know, on a vacation. It's about the size of a little bit bigger than a Honda CR-V. Other ones would be the Toyota RAV4, the Volkswagen Tiguan. They're all in the same league. They're all around the same capacities, yeah. This one, of course, is a little more expensive than most of them because it's an Acura. It's more upmarket.
So what's it cost to buy an Acura RDX these days, Jim?
Well, it starts at about $40,000, $39,990 Canadian, and that's with what Honda calls their super handling all-wheel drive, which is a kind of a neat system. It not only sends torque to the rear wheels when it needs it, but it also sends torque to the outside rear wheel as you're going into corners as it needs. So it kind of, you know, helps you keep on the road a little more. It's a neat system. And then you can option it up from there by adding the technology package, which gives you a marvelous stereo system. Acura has some of the finest car stereo systems I've heard. They call it the ELS system, and it's full 5.1 surround sound. You can play DVD audio discs in it. It's just great. I love it. I go out and I listen to my tunes in the car. I don't go anywhere.
What would you compare this to in its category?
There are other ones like the Mazda CX-7. If you option that one up, it's probably 90% of the car for, I don't know, 85% of the price. Yeah, there's a lot of nice vehicles in this, but yeah, I would be proud to have this in my driveway. I was proud to have it in my driveway for a week.
Jim Bray, our live 88.5 Car Crasher. You hang on there, Jim. We'll ask you about the Toyota Venza here in just a sec. Reviews, auto reviews at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. And at 8:15, live 88.5 traffic with Amal Wahab. What's going on?
It is very busy.
With a high of 20, right now 9 degrees in the capital.
It's Catfish here and a live 88.5 startup and live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, with some audio auto reviews. We already got you to talk about the Acura RDX. Jim, what do you got next?
We have the Toyota Venza. Now, this week, it's the V6 all-wheel drive I have. It's based on the Camry, like half of Toyota's inventory is, really. But it also looks kind of like a Camry, and it's more or less sort of a Camry wagon on steroids. I mean, it has the station wagon configuration, you know, the long back end and the tailgate. But it's a little higher than a regular Camry would be. I guess you could call it really a true crossover. It's kind of a, you know, halfway between a car and an SUV. And it's a very nice vehicle, and I've had it for nearly a week now, and I like it a lot. My only real quibble with it is, well, typical Toyota, I don't really like the stereo.
I find it kind of anemic.
And it kind of handles, a bit like a barge, but which is unusual because it has all of the, you know, all the underpinnings. I mean, it has a good set of independent suspension front and back. It drives well. This one is all-wheel drive, the one I had this week, with active torque control. So, you know, it just it's just a little soft in the suspension for my liking. I just like to have it a little sportier. But it is a really nice vehicle. Now, this six-cylinder, again, I had the four-cylinder version, which is 182 horsepower. This V6 is 268, so that really knocks it out of the park. But driving it, you don't really notice it. I think unless you live someplace where you really need the six, like you want to tow something or you live in the mountains or something, you can probably get away with the four-cylinder engine just as well. But inside, this is a beautiful vehicle. It has storage places all over the place. Even a neat little thing on the dashboard that'll hold your MP3 player, and it has the USB audio built in, which is nice. I plug my iPhone into that, and it takes the music from it, and it brings it right up onto the stereo system, so I can operate it from, you know, the steering wheel mounted controls, or, you know, instead of having to poke around on my iPhone. I've enjoyed driving it. Everything is right where you want it to be. Even, you know, the gear shift is mounted kind of half on the dashboard, half on the center stack, and it has a manual shifting mode in it, and your hand falls right to it without having to take it too far off the steering wheel. It's just a really nicely thought out vehicle. Lots of storage room. I mean, you can fold down the back seat, and you know, like I said earlier, I got a bicycle in the back of the RDX. I could probably get two bikes in the back of this thing.
Mm. All right, so I'll be the money guy again. Is it worth the money?
I think so. I think it's very competitively priced. Now, it starts off, the four-cylinder version starts at just under $30,000, which I think you're getting a lot of vehicle for. And if you want to go up to all-wheel drive, it only adds, I would say it adds about another $1,000 or $1,500 to that. Now, if you want to go up to the V6, that starts at around $31,000. And if you go all out for it and add the navigation and the JBL audio and premium and all this, you're looking at around $41,000, which I remember you used to be able to pay that for, for a Camry a few years ago. And I'm not trying to put the Camry down. It's a very nice car. But I think the Venza is better than the Camry just because it's more flexible.
All right. Yeah. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Appreciate it as always, Jim. And you can find his reviews at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. You seem to like both of them, really, the Acura RDX and the Toyota Venza.
Lots of good cars these days.
Yeah. It's 8:26. I'm Catfish Morgan, and it's the Live 88.5 Startup and a fresh new spin. This is Winter Sleep and Black Camera on Live.